we'll do a little shorter today because we went over time in Yeshaya, so we have some time to do the minug and dafyomi. Okay. So tough test, page resh ayin dalid. Okay, tough test. Din mekoyim nesinas erev bo yud gimel sifim hanoisin eruva bebeis hakvaros. Put the erev in the beis hakvaros. Ein erev luai lefi shebeis hakvaros also behana. You're not allowed to use the beis hakvaros as your dwelling place. This, you know, this can't be the place where you koinesh shvisa on Shabbos. It was you, the beis hakvaros is 2,000 amos away from where you live, and you want that to be your shvisa. This is going to be my place of residence for Shabbos, so here I can travel 2,000 amos in all four directions. You're not allowed to do that. A beis hakvaros cannot be a mokim of shvisa. Also behana, the kevon shiroitze bikiyum erev sham. Achar kinia harei nenebo. You're having hanof nap mokim. Let's see the mishnah right away. Aleph. Well, we have the Gemara. We doubt this the right away. They should bring up the Gemara and be himself the brachos. With that chosid was daf hey daf dal. I don't remember that chosid. He got into a fight with his wife, and he went because he gave his last penny to an ani erev Rosh Hashanah. He didn't have a penny left to bring home to his wife erev Rosh Hashanah. His wife threw him out of the house. So where did he go to sleep? He went to sleep in the base of all the places to go. He went to the base of Lars. It's not clear why and what happened here. It's a very good idea. I have a very good joke today in the Dafyomi section. Very, very, very good joke about marriage. So don't go away. You have to wait. You're saying very good. It's quine in the Beis HaKvar. Okay, so in the Beis HaKvar, So he is, and he heard the spirits talking and predicting what's going to be the next year. But in any event, the person cannot be called a shlitzah, the halach, a person cannot be called a shlitzah, it's like, Rotlas in Mishmur Aleph, and when I say, Mayra, Afilu be Yisrael. Even now, over here, the Machaber says, don't make a mistake and think we're dealing with a Kohen. Because a Kohen is not allowed to go to a Beis HaKvaros. So he cannot be kohen shvisa in the Beis HaKvaros. But a Yisrael is allowed to go into a Beis HaKvaros. So what's so terrible if he puts his Erev in the Beis HaKvaros to be kohen shvisa? No. Even a Yisrael cannot use a Beis HaKvaros as a Mekoyim Shvisa. Mayri bi afilu bi Yisrael. V'im nisanu shamo Erev b'shil koyein b'lavtam. That's simple as pie. That's easy as pie. It's not going to be kohen shvisa. B'lavtam, without the reason, shebefnim gam keinosim yishum debinun sheye yochel agil l'mokam eruvah v'kev in the koyinu lo yav sheret. That's impossible. So we'll deal with it all. Also b'hano, umayri bi kever shel binyon. So he's telling us over here the chiddush. Where are you putting erev kever shel binyan? That's some type of structure. What? Mausoleum, correct. The ilu nisanu bekever shel karka shori. Chiddush, the very big chiddush. The karka oilam loy nesar. Because if this was mamish, just a flat kever on a grave where there is no structure, it's then the Mishnah Berurah is coming to be makel. Karka oilam is not also behana. Commercial cost to be your day, Simon Shinsam, the Koshkin, Imlonis, Nubi Kever, Rak, Ala Karka, Shebet, Stode Hakvaros, Bevada, Lukuli, Alma, Eruva, Erev, the Ancient, Isra Hanokla, very big Kiddush. So the halacha completely limits the halacha. If you put it on the side, on the road, or in between two kvarim, it works. If you put it even on the karka, on the kever, mamish also works, because the kever is karka. And being that it's karka, karka oilam, you cannot prohibit earth. Even though it's miyuchid for the mace, only metaltalin that are designated for the mace as bahana, but not the earth. And the male of the earth, it's only in a mausoleum, a structure, that's where it would not work. Very interesting. Gimel, now what is the next Mishnah Berurah? Achar. Achar kniya d'mash munach sham bein hashmasha yishu shas knias shvisa loy ichvislan kevin shein arvin elo l'dvar mitzvah u mitzvah slav lichonos nitnu v'al kein loy chashiva hano masha hu yochol leilich al yidei zeh luchus utchom elo masha reitze l'shiya ha'erv kayam sham af achar knias hashvisa kde le'echol achar kach im yirtze zeh choshev hano u l'chein oshu likna sham shvisa. It's an amazing chiddush what he's saying over here. What's the problem? We're going to learn soon, later on, the only time in L'chadchila you're allowed to make an Eruv Eitchum is for a Dvar Mitzvah. It's not like Eruv Eitchatzeros. Eruv Eitchatzeros, for no good reason, even if you want to make trouble, you want to pick a good fight. Some people have a need to fight. So if I can't carry on Shabbos to bring over a chair to sit down next to my friend outside in the park, whatever. So I can't pick a good fight. So I need to make an Iruvi Chatzeros to have some fun. Gesunde Hey, you can make Iruvi Chatzeros for any reason you want without any limitation. But to make an Iruvi Tchumen, you're not allowed to make an Iruvi Tchumen for trouble. You're only allowed to make an Iruvi Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. That's the case. So what's the problem? Mitzvah Slavli Honis Nidnu. Let's say you're putting your Erev in a mausoleum. So, it's a binyan, it's a structure. But I'm not doing this for my personal benefit. I'm only making the Eruvei Tchumen so I can go hear a shir, I can go daven, I can go for a Dvar Mitzvah. And Mitzvah is Lav Lehones Nidnu. It's not. So what's the problem? Why can't I put my Eruv in a safe place? The only safe place to put the Eruv is inside this mausoleum. So really it would be good. But along comes Chazal, and it's a two-step process. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah again. It's very big chiddush what he's saying over here. Elisha, right, says she. It's a second wide line. It's a second wide line of the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of the line, after the brackets. Ella, ma she roitze she yiyeh ha'eruv kayim sham af achar kniyas shvisa kedei le'echol achar kachim yir. It's a part of the rules of the Erev are that if you want to be able to eat it, you have to be able to eat the bread if you so wish. If you construct an Erev where it's impossible for you to eat the bread, you put down a loaf of bread inside some type of suitcase that has 20 padlocks, and there's no way to open up, it's bulletproof, impossible to open up the suitcase, but the bread is there, it's in, doesn't help. Even though your bread is there because you have no way to gain access to it. So since over here you want to eat it, and eating the bread is not called a Dvar Mitzvah, that's not the Dvar Mitzvah, is to go somewhere. But part of going somewhere to make a Dvar Mitzvah is there has to be some practical benefit, which is not necessarily a Mitzvah. Eating the bread is not a Mitzvah. Okay, it's Shabbos, onik Shabbos, but it's not called something which is a miyuchat, something special. Lech Lem Yirt says, Zechoshev Hano. That's called a benefit. Lechain Oshu Liknoy Sham Shavisaso. This is a very, it's an amazing chiddush what he's saying here. He's saying here that there are two dinim. The din of making the Eruv Chumen, it's for the purpose of the mitzvah. But the actual Eruv itself is not called a mamish mitzvah. And it operates with regular rules of hanah, pleasure. You have to eat it. Eating the bread is a pleasure. It's hanah. It's nothing special. And if you're not going to be able to practically eat the bread because you put the bread in a mokum, that is also behanah. It's being stored in a place also behanah. So the Erev is not a good Erev. Even though your intent is a very, very noble intent to you make the Erev for the purpose of traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah. Good, that's the intent of what the Erev is for. But the Erev itself is something which is not working with the principles of mitzvah. It's working with the principles of pleasure, of normal pleasure. Normal pleasure, there is a problem of Isser Hana. It's a very fine line between these two, and that's how the only way we can make sense out of this halacha. Now we come to the next part of the halacha, of even the son of Beis HaPras. Let's say you put the Erev in the Beis HaPras. What is the Beis HaPras? A Beis HaPras is a place, it's a very much like the Gemara, and I filmed it not so long ago. There are many opinions. It's not a simple matter. You can study based on process for days to all the various opinions of what it is. But simply it means that once upon a time there was a grave. There was a grave. And we know where the grave is. The grave is clearly marked. But someone came with a plow and plowed the area. So there's a concern. There's a possibility that particles, pieces of the dead, the bones, not the bust. The bust have decomposed, but the bones have been cut by the plow and been dispersed over an area of, I forgot, 100 amas by 100 amas. If I'm not mistaken. So the area where the grave is mamish, there's no, that's marked. Okay. In Eretz Yisrael, they mark graves with blue paint. Are you familiar with that? I've noticed that lately in pictures. Does anyone know anything about that? Is this like this new thing? Anyone? They mark it like they have this royal blue paint, like this the color of your shirt. That type of like even sharper, even darker, a royal blue. I don't know why they do that. A lot of graves, like a lot of these matzevos, they have this. But the grave itself is marked. Okay, the grave is marked, but the area surrounding the grave, there may be particles of bone. What's the problem? If you move a bone, if you step on a bone and move it, then one becomes tame. So a kohen is not allowed to go there midrabanan. It's only a suffix, because maybe it's only maybe there's a bone, maybe there's not a bone. And even if there's a bone, he can very carefully check to make sure that there's no bone. He can feel his way through it. So in the son of Beis HaPras, if he put the Erev in the Beis HaPras, Hare ze Eruv, V'afilu ha-yukoyen, Mibnei she-yokol li-konei sham b'migdal porei ha-poreach, oi sh-ne-afiach lo, because you're allowed to go there in a tower. In other words, as long as you're not in direct contact with the earth, it's okay. You're in a migdal that is hovering over the earth. Or if you blow, if you very carefully trod upon the earth and you make sure there are no particles of bones, you could be trusted to not make a common contact. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Beis HaPras Dalit, Beis HaPras Hu Sodeh. There might be a bone the size of a piece of barley seed. A bone is metan by touching or by carrying, so a kohen may not go there. Therefore, the question of Mishnah is: so why is he allowed to be kohen shvisa in the Beis HaPras? He's not allowed to go there, so it's not practical. If it's not practical, therefore the Erev is not going to work because you can't get to your bread. It's like putting your bread in a suitcase with a padlock. Mikomokam shari the ev shelo likonis shem al migdal haparech v'hu nisa al gabi shavarim on a wagon. You can go some type of wagon where you're elevated above the ground. You have a hefzik of ten tefachim. Shaha al yidei ze lo yozus betsim yirach nego to move the bones with afkabes apras shum rabbanon ve'ein boi tumas oil ma'ash ein kein beis akvaris yev shu beitzu zol lo koin bebnei shu mahel al akvarim afilu mikonis migdal shu machzik So you just saying over here is that this is dealing over here with a coin. A coin can be kind of shvisa in a Beis HaPras, but a coin may not be kind of shvisa in a Beis HaKvaris mamish. Nowhere in a Beis HaKvaris, because you're always going to come in contact with a grave, and a grave is an oil. The tumah goes all the way to Shemayim. And what are you going to go? Well, you're going to go in an oil zorik. You'll go in a wagon. And the wagon.
How do you do that on Shabbos
anyway? Someone will pull it. You show will pull it. A cart. A go cart. Some type of cart. Someone will pull the cart. And so he says over here, he tells a side halacha. Oil zaruk lav shmei oil. Even if you'll create an oil that will be a chatzitza. In other words, if you create a certain type of a structure. So if you make a structure, and it's 40 sub by 40 sub, it has the dimension of a human being, like size of the mikvah, and it's 10 tefachim above the ground, that can prevent one from coming in contact with tumah. Provided that this structure is stationary. But once the structure is in movement, then the shame oil is bottled. It's as if you are coming in direct contact with the cemetery, and the tumah goes from the ground all the way to Shemayim, and the person becomes tamei. So he's passing this halacha, an oil that is in movement, a car. So basically what he's telling us is that even if a koyen, oil zark lo yishmel, that's why you go on a plane, that's why there was this whole issue in Eretz Yisrael, where the planes, they travel over cemeteries. I mean, I don't know how you can avoid it anywhere you go. So one thing, you're dealing with goyim, you're dealing with when a plane, a coin goes on the plane, and he travels over a non-Jewish. It has to be when you go in America, you fly an airplane. I mean, I don't know all the flight plans and all the details, but it has to be America. And it goes on. It has to be that there are planes every single day flying over cemeteries. It just has to be like that. It's not necessarily a problem because most of the cemeteries are non-Jews. And non-Jews are not metame minat Torah, they're not metame altogether minat Torah. And even the metame rabbanon, there's no tumas oil. And especially when you're in an airplane, you're in an oil. But the problem is in Eretz Yisrael, where most graves are graves of Jews. And if the airplane, it's a very small country, and there are situations where the plane takes off and it goes over Jewish cemeteries. So you'll say, so what's the big deal? You're in the plane. And the plane is a self-contained compartment. It's an oil. It's much larger than a kosher mikvah. A plane is like a city. It's a dreamliner. It's a whole building, a plane. and it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so what's the problem? If the plane would hover, a hovercraft, it wouldn't be a problem. If that oil, what would Taku be? No, they have the what are they called? The F-22s. They're able to hover. The really expensive ones.
A-10s.
The really expensive ones. They have an option of taking off on a now without a runway. They cost only like $200 million, something like that. They can
vertical takeoff.
Vertical takeoff, right? So you just stay in one location. If you could have a plane in a Hanami, it's not going to necessarily be a problem. There's a cemetery beneath you because you're not moving. But once you're in motion, oyel zorok loishmei oyel. It's mevatel the din mechitzes. So now, when you're on a plane, and the plane is flying over the Beis HaKvaros, the tumah is loikas al rakia, and the airplane's not going to protect you. So you're in trouble. So what was the solution?
I don't know, they were trying to get him to go around it.
Yes, they did, eventually, but they used to put on these garments. I don't know what they used to put on. They used to put on like some type of raincoats. I don't remember. This whole Lomdisha Kun. So are you familiar with this? Kohanim going on airplanes? There's some type of Lomdisha. But they no longer is it an issue because they worked it out. They worked out with them that they will no longer travel over this certain area. Shouldn't be a problem. But that's what it says here. Well, you never expect this. In the middle of nowhere, the Mishnah is passing a halacha of Tumas Oyel. In the middle of Hilchus Ervin. Who would ever expect when the Mishnah would tell you the laws of Oyel Zaruk Loy Shnei Oyel for the laws of Kohanim and the Beis HaPras. Okay, let's just do a little bit more. Let's just deal with the Mishnah Berurah Vav. You should blow. Since only Rabban, they allowed the Kohen to rely upon blowing with his mouth. If there's a small bundle, blow. When if there's a large bundle, will be pushed to the side. Let's do mission. Let's do the halacha base. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Sif base. Tzarech sheyehei hu on the amrei shayin dalit. The last three words of the mechaber.
Reish
Ayin Dalet. The next page is 548. 548, turn back one page. Reish Ayin Dalet. Base, if base. The last three words in the page. Sar Sheyehei Hu. Ve'uvoi B'mokoy Mechol. You must be in the same location as your area. For example, G'dit Sheyev Shloi Lochlo. Bein Hashmoshas. Levich Lefer. Mischavin Lishbois B'rishus Harabim. If your intent is to rest, to be kindness shvitz nirushus rabim, v'iniach eruvay brishus hayachid, or brishus hayachid v'iniach eruvay brishus rabim. If you want to be kindness shvitz in one place, and your eruv is another place, it's not going to work because you're not able to carry the bread from the rishus harabim to the rishus hayach. It's a blocha deraisa, and you're not going to be able to carry the bread from the rishus hayach to harabim. Ein eruv sheyev shelo lechotzi mirishus hayach to harabim bein hashmoshes ela b'avera avlo mischav lishpois mirishus hayach to harabim v'nichav b'karmelus. But if you put the eruv, you want to be kind of shvisa in a karmelus. And the Erev is in the Rishos Hayachid or the Rishos Harabim, and the prohibition to transfer from a Carmelist is only Midrabanon. And since the Erev is triggered by Nashmosha, it's in Bein Hashmosha, there's no use of the Rabbanon, for in the Erev of the Carmelist, or Shinishav and Lishvas, the Carmelist, in the Erev of the Rishos Hayachid, or Misharabim, Harez the Erev, Shabashaskinis Erev, Shu Bein Hashmosha, Motor Lohoitzi Ulachnitz, Mikolecha Mishar, Rishos, the Carmelist, the Var Mitzvah. Shakol Dover should be the very Seifrim, Legos Jolo Bein Hashmosha, Bimkoy Mitzvah, Ibishas Hatchak. The Isser Midrabon of going from Rishos Sayach to Rishos Sarab and vice versa only on Shabbos begins. But Bein Hashmoshois, it's Mutter for a Dvar Mitzvah or Bishas Hatchak. And since the Erev is only being made with Dvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter. And that's when the Erev Tchum is triggered at the time of Bein Hashmosh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah quickly. Mishnah Berurah Ches. Kidei Sheyavshur, Dohotamo Erev Mishum, the Nechshav Kilu Kavad Diros Hashem. Bein Hashmosh, Uzman Kinis Erev, Tichil Shabbos, Shekol Dovar, Umver Bishas, the Afim Leis Neruvay Al Gabi Elon. Let's say you put your Erev on a tree. You're not allowed to carry on a car, climb a tree on Shabbos. Shulamata Me Asar Tvach, Vu Neschav and Lishbois Lamata Boaretz, Shehu Birshus, Shehu Rishus Harabim, Av Sheyesh Bezesh Shnei Shavusim. Imito la'erev minu ilon. Echad shu mekarmelis l'rishus harabim. To ilon karmelis suvi oid shu mishtamish b'ilon shu mechubar. Afilu hachi havi erev. Mitam d'loi gozru al shvus bein hashmash. What are you doing over? You're having kavana. You are having kavana to be shoyves, to rest in one rishus. I want to be kohen shvisa in the Rishus Harabim. And within my Dalet Amos of where I'm going to be kohen shvisa, I'm going to deposit the Erev on a tree which is a Carmelis. And the tree, now for me then to take from the tree to the Rishus Harabim, I mean, I have kavanah to be kohen shvisa on the ground. And the Erev is going to be put within Dalet Amos of where I want to be kohen shvisa, which it must be, because wherever you kohen, your Erev must be in the place. Your bread must be within Dalet Amos of where you want to acquire your shvisa for Shabbos. I want to acquire my shvisa in this location, but I'm going to put my Erev in a safe place on the tree. But wait a minute. The place where I'm kohen shvisa is a Rishus Harabim, and the tree has the status of a Carmelis. It's more than 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim wide, and it's less than 10 tefachim high. Anything that's less than 10 tefachim, it's more than 10 tefachim wide. Otherwise, it would be a Mekoyim Petur. Let's say that, whatever the case is, let's not go into the detail, I'm getting confused. But let's assume that the place where you're putting your bread is going to be a Carmelis, and you're in the Rishus HaRabim. There are two problems for you to transfer from the tree to the Rishus HaRabim. Number one, the tree is a Carmelis, and you have been kohen shvisa in a Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to transfer from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. Number two, you're not allowed to be mishtameish be'ilon. You're not allowed to use a tree as a place of resting your objects on Shabbos to take and to put onto a tree, because you may come to pluck, to may come to break a branch from the tree. So here we have a double iser midrabanan. Two separate prohibitions. So the Mishnah Berurah is asking, maybe when it says in the Mechaber that if you put your Erev in a Carmelis and you kohen shvisa within Dalet Amos and a Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, it's mutter. That's because there's only a single prohibition midrabanan. But when you have a double prohibition, maybe then we're not going to be so generous and we're not going to allow this to work. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokom Yesh Shavusim, it's mutter. Afilu Hachi Have the Erev Mishum Deloy Gazu Al Shavusin. Even a double Shavus is not a problem when it comes to Bein HaShemashos. Umikol Mokom, don't get carried away with this. We're going to learn later on that there are exceptions, that we are Goyzer the certain types of prohibitions, even Bein HaShemashos. Umikol Mokom, Yeshvus, Shagoshul Al Gafalin Zeh, Umikol Ulume, Besif Shachar Zeh. Yud Aleph, Bimkoin Mitzvah, the Erev Tuchot Mechashad Bimkoin Mitzvah, like we just said before, Dhoein Marbin Elil Dvar Mitzvah, Kilkamon Besimin Tov Tesvav. Like we learned before, like we learned later on, we consider an Erev Tchum to be a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, we will stop here, take a break.